Craig Neiman is the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, and he joins us on the show this morning. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going?
Very well. Exciting times around our region at the moment with so much going on, one of which coming up this weekend, it's always a bit of fun, is the Moonlight Market.
Yeah, on Saturday evening, Robbo, 5 p.m. till 9 p.m. at the Daigum Sand Precinct, which is the Chinese precinct in Bridge Road there.
Yep.
Really important space, and it'll come alive on Saturday night with live music and food trucks and street performers and lots of stalls. So great opportunity for people to get out in a lovely autumn evening and wander around and buy a bit of produce, have some tucker, listen to some live music. It's all free, as in the event's free. You have to buy things. But
yes.
But these have been really successful. Moonlight Market's been running since 2015. It's been a great success.
Oh, fantastic.
Just a reminder for people to get out there and enjoy it.
Yeah, and we apologise to the food vendors who might have been listening to the radio and just fell over. Oh, dear. Hey, how good is the news that we've now put pen to paper in relation to the Bendigo Airport funding agreement? That is just fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, really, really good. Really proud and pleased with this one. $4.5 million from the federal government to go with a $4.5 million grant from the state government and about $1 million of council money to upgrade the terminal building and develop a business park out at the Bendigo Airport. This took a while to get through. There was announcements and, you know, then a bit of backwards and forwards about whether the agreement had been signed and so on, but signed it off last Friday. Executed agreement, so we've been to tender. We're evaluating the tenders, and hopefully we'll get into construction probably by probably a bit before mid-year if we can. So looking forward to the development of that project, and it'll just create more opportunity for more flights coming in and out of Bendigo.
Absolutely. And we've seen how important that is too, just anecdotally talking to people in relation to the Elvis exhibition, that a number of people coming from Sydney utilising that flight direct into Bendigo.
Yeah, definitely. We've seen a little uplift in passenger numbers, absolutely. So it's great that people from Sydney are actually looking to come to Bendigo for an exhibition. Like, how good's that?
Yeah, indeed. Now, motorists advised to avoid Howard Street. I mean, I know we have it pretty good compared to the likes of Sydney and Melbourne in terms of traffic, but could get fairly problematic around there. The old bridge getting a bit of work on it.
Yeah, the Howard Street Bridge, which is over the Bendigo Creek on the Epsom side of Howard Street, is going to be under, or have some work done it over the next couple of months, some bridge strengthening work, and we're going to build a pedestrian walkway across it as well. The Epsom Primary School's right there. It's a fairly tight, congested space, so those works are going to be a bit disruptive though, because we're going to have only one lane of traffic at any one time, so there'll be lights operating and allowing only one lane.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a fair bit of disruption and a bit of delay around there. So we're asking motorists that can to avoid that route if they possibly can, and use other roads. There's 10,000 vehicles cross that bridge every day, Robbo.
Wow.
Including 500 trucks. So, you know, it's a pretty busy little space in our city. So just a heads up, work starts next Monday, and it'll go through till late July. So avoid that area if you possibly can.
Even though it's going to be a realistically probably a bigger pain in the bum while it's going on, the good thing is that with Ascot and Epsom being the areas that are of most growth in Bendigo, that whole Howard Street area is now, you know, going to be looked at and fixed with the development of the corner and the new shopping centre, blah, 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 you know. So at least work's being done on it.
Yep, a bit of pain, a bit of short-term pain for long-term gain, we'll call it.
Yeah, indeed. And the city has released a draft management plan for Victoria Hill Reserve for community comment. What sort of feedback are you looking for here?
So this is the reserve on Morong Road. So people might know where the Gold Mines Hotel is, or the Albert Richardson Reserve, which is where we're nice little park there.
Yep.
This is the area back in behind there. It's got a Poppet Head mine. Still on the site. It's Crown land, but the council's the committee of management looks after it. It's also on the Victorian Heritage Register. So it's got a lot of historical significance from a mining perspective. So we've done a sort of an audit of all the site, looked at what we can do to improve the site in terms of accessibility and safety and just general management and maintenance and looking after it. So we've produced a draft management plan. It's available for community comment on our city's website, Let's Talk website.
Yep.
So we're looking for feedback from the community. A couple of just really interesting stats, Robbo. The Victorian Quartz Mine, which exists there, in its day was 4,613 feet deep.
God.
So it was the deepest mine in the world at the time. And during the 97 years of operation, the Victorian Hill Mine yielded about $8 billion worth of gold in today's values.
Yeah, spells.
$8
billion.
So it's a significant site.
Yeah.
And it's something that we want to look after and protect as part of Bendigo's rich gold history. So this is an opportunity for people to comment on what we're going to do there.
Terrific stuff. Craig, thanks for that. Talk very soon. Take care.
Will do. Thanks, Robert.
Good on you. Craig Neiman, CEO, City of Greater Bendigo on the Wake Up Call at Gold Central Victoria.